We're going to move on down the line to number 13, the Custer State Park Airport Update. Deputy Director Scott Simpson is with us live in person.
Live in person, that sounded kind of, you're the band guy. Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Just wanted to give you an update on the airport out at Custer State Park. I think everybody is aware that we do have an airport in the park. It's a couple miles south of the Game Lodge. It's been there for about 73 years, the best that we can figure. Not sure why it was put there. It obviously happened well before us, and but part of our obligation is to make sure that the things that we manage are in a good state of repair. So back in 2016 was the last time that we looked at those needed repairs and did those out at Custer State Park at the airport there. Part of our cyclical maintenance, we had the South Dakota DOT Aeronautics Commission or staff come out and do another assessment of the airport this year. What they identified was about $250,000 worth of needed repairs on the airport. That's the short-term fix. The long-term fix that we're being told, again, by the DOT aeronautics folks, is that in 7 to 10 years, we're gonna need a full, I think they call it a full depth reclamation of the airport. And right now, in today's dollars, that estimate is about $2 million. So that got us to talking, you know, what are our paths forward in taking care of this asset out in Custer State Park. So we worked with the DOT staff. We tried to identify what the use patterns were at the airport, how we can justify spending dollars, where maybe some additional funds may come from, and what we found is that we have very little use. We see 50 to 75 recreational pilots use the airport in any given year. We do not have a state function at the airport anymore. We, for the most part, state planes are not landing at the airport in the park. It's a very difficult entrance and exit from the park. Most of these, if the state plane does come to the hills, primarily they're using Custer. We do have another opportunity at Hot Springs and then obviously Rapid City. So there's not a lot of use. I'm trying to think here. Very little use at the airport, high dollar figure. We don't have, Wildland Fire does not use the airport anymore for fire suppression. What we're looking at is a really hefty bill for an asset that the state no longer uses. So our path forward here, and again, with no federal funds available to us, and even the state funds, there's a big demand for those at other local airports. The only path forward is for us to spend license dollars, so park entrance fees and other dollars to maintain this airport. So we've got two options in front of us. One of them is to fix the airport and carry that price tag of at least $2.25 million forward, or to look at a process of doing away with the airport. What we are asking today, or not asking, but I guess maybe notifying the commission, is that we are going to begin those talks with the public about what that looks like moving forward. There's a process that's laid out by the South Dakota DOT as to if you are going to not pursue having an airport, that there is a process that you move forward with. That's going to include a 60-day comment period where we'll solicit comments, we'll reach out specifically to the South Dakota Pilots Association, make sure that they understand that this is something that we're looking at. We'll solicit any other public comment that is out there. And we would take 60 days to solicit that comment and then come back to the commission with a recommendation based on that information. And then at that point in time in our October meeting, we would have a solid recommendation for the commission on how we would move forward. If that decision or that recommendation is to not have an airport at Custer State Park any longer, that would take commission action to move forward. Once that happens, the commission action, we would take that information, we pass it along to the South Dakota DOT Aeronautics Commission, I believe, and then they take our recommendation, they take the public comment that we have, they take it under consideration, and then they would approve or not approve that recommendation. So that's really where we're at today. You know, if we do not see a path forward for an airport, which right now, that's a challenge for us, right? But we would have a plan in place to reclaim the area that the airport currently takes up, return it to a natural area, just become part of the park as it was prior to the airport. So again, I don't want anyone to think that today is the day that the department is deciding that we are going to decommission the airport or that the commission is taking that action. What we are doing right now is opening the opportunity up for the general public to weigh in on this issue and give us their feedback. We want to make sure that they understand where the department's at from a financial responsibility. We want to make sure that the public understands what the use patterns are at the airport and that we're having a tough time reconciling those. But again, that is it's a public opportunity, a chance for the public to comment, just like we do everything else. So not an official recommendation, more just an update for you all on how we plan to move forward and what will be taking place over the next couple months. We'll certainly not, you will hear from us, between now and then, the next official action will take place probably in October. So.
Very good. Any questions for Deputy Director Simpson?
Yeah. Commissioner Bartling, Mr. Simpson, so ultimately, does the decision lie with DOT as to whether or not to close it or not?
Through the chair, Commissioner Bartling, yes. The way I understand the process, we move through and we do some things, but ultimately they have to give us the blessing. At the same time, I don't know if we've had those conversations with DOT that if the commission wants to go one way and the DOT commission wants to go another, how would we reconcile that? I'm not certain. Hopefully, the Aeronautics Commission would understand that we are in a certain position and that, maybe our this commission's vote maybe has a lot of weight in that decision. But I'll try to maybe pursue that a little bit and see if I can get you a little better answer between now and then.
Thank you.
Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese, have you done any studies on what it's going to take to tear the airport down, grind up the asphalt, remove the fence, replant? Is there any, and how much activity does the National Guard, I've seen the National Guard helicopters over there quite a bit. I don't know if they've been contacted or asked for their input.
Yeah. Through the chair, Commissioner Beese. Yeah, we do, we've got a real preliminary estimate. It'd be about $150,000 is what we're thinking to reclaim it if we were doing it today. That's done with a lot of our own staff. We do have, a little more equipment and staff in the park than we do in a lot of other areas. But it would require us to haul in some topsoil and do some replanting and those kinds of things. And again, that estimate's about $150,000-$160,000. As far as the National Guard goes, I know that they have opportunities or take advantage of the park in a lot of different locations within the park. You're probably even more familiar with that than I am. They use the airport, but they also use other locations within the park. It would certainly be something that we'd have to talk to them about. I would guess that if they didn't have that opportunity, they would find that opportunity someplace else. But it's definitely something that we'll need to discuss with them and be part of our comment period.
Any other questions? See, there are none, so thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll continue to move on. We'll move to number